You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret. Veronica Rickert is out today. It is day one of the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio. Big convention for Wisconsin Republicans. There are seven of them slated to speak at the convention. Sean Johnson is in Cleveland for the convention. He joins us now to talk about it. He's the Capitol Bureau Chief for WPR News. Sean, welcome from Cleveland.
Hey, Rob.
Well, you were at the Wisconsin Delegates Breakfast this morning. What was that event like?
Yeah, I'll tell you what they let us see, which was a very limited portion of it, was Paul Ryan's address to the delegation. And, you know, in a week that's really supposed to be about unifying the party, getting behind the party nominee, it's pretty notable that Paul Ryan did not mention, in that speech anyway, didn't mention Donald Trump by name. So, you know, he did talk about a number of the House GOP platforms, but, you know, I think as you see what's kind of unfolding at the convention this afternoon, which is a little bit of chaos, I think a lot of the comments this morning that the party's all unified and we're all headed the same direction now, maybe a bit premature.
And we'll get into more of what Speaker Ryan had to say this morning, Sean. But first, can you set the scene? Where does a state capitol reporter from Wisconsin set up to do these interviews from the convention center there?
Oh, right now I'm in a big cavernous convention center where reporters from all over the place have workstations. So I wouldn't call this right here exactly a front row seat to what's happening in the, you know, the rules fight right now. But what's happening in the arena where the Cleveland Cavaliers play their basketball games is that they just had a pretty raucous shouting fight between anti-Trump activists who wanted to force a vote on the floor to unbind delegates that would give them a chance to potentially vote for somebody other than Trump in the nomination process. And it failed, and just the procedural way that it failed was that the chair essentially didn't recognize them, walked off the stage, came back on the stage, and then they just did a voice vote. And so one side yelled, you know, "I" as loudly as possible. The other side screams "no." And the chair, who's working for the RNC, says, "Okay, the ayes have it. Let's move on." And that's essentially where the anti-Trump forces were left.
So not a perfect harmony there, you were saying?
No, definitely not this afternoon. So, you know, this is the first day of the convention, and, you know, rules fights can be pretty raucous. But anyone thinking that, okay, we've accepted that he's the nominee now and everything's going to be fine, these party activists didn't think so. And it wasn't just people off the street. I mean, there were U.S. senators there who were making a big show of it.
Well, let's hear a little bit more of what Speaker Ryan had to say. You've got some audio from that. Can you set that up for us?
Yeah, I do. So, I mean, Speaker Ryan was really talking about the House Republican caucus, which he now leads and has for a little while now. So Speaker Ryan's basic point was that, in his words, they've gotten really good at being an opposition party, but they don't, again, in his words, didn't know how to be a proposition party. They didn't know how to set the agenda and tell people there's another way. And so his goal as leader is just sort of lay out that alternative path for Republicans. Here's a little bit of what the speaker had to say to Wisconsin delegates this morning.
So many people turn on the TV and they just see a food fight. So many people turn on the TV and they just see people yelling at each other. They see all this acrimony, all this anxiety. What we are trying to do is say there's a better way. All of these problems in America, they're fixable problems.
Was he describing Congress there or the rules fight at the convention that was coming, I guess, after he spoke at breakfast?
Yeah, he was not that prescient. He was describing Congress there. And, you know, it's a sentiment you've heard from Ryan a lot recently as he's tried to kind of get people to pay attention to him and his members as one of the prominent faces of the GOP when really... there's been a lot more and continues to be a lot more focus on Donald Trump and who occasionally says stuff that's not in line with what Republicans are used to or what they like.
And I understand Speaker Ryan tried to get some focus on particular policies, including the IRS and the tax code.
Yeah, so he laid out his priorities, and a few of them had to do with what he views as federal government overreach. Had some choice words for the Internal Revenue Service and about cleaning up the tax code.
The Internal Revenue Service is one of the most intrusive bureaucracies, one of the most arrogant and paternalistic bureaucracies I've ever experienced and ever dealt with. I used to be the person overseeing it as the Ways and Means Chairman. One of the reasons is because of the tax code that they enforce. This tax code is riddled so full of loopholes that it gives so much discretion and so much power to these unelected bureaucracies. We have got to clean up our tax code.
Talking to WPR reporter Sean Johnson, reporting from the Republican National Convention. Just heard the voice of Speaker Paul Ryan talking this morning at a Wisconsin delegate breakfast. Wisconsin, a whole lot of Wisconsin at this thing. Sean, can you run through some of the prominent Wisconsin politicians and others talking today, or throughout the week, I should say?
There is, especially for a state that was the last state that Donald Trump lost in his march to the nomination. And a state where a lot of Wisconsin Republicans are still uneasy about him. There are now 7 Republicans who are slated to speak in prime time at this convention this week. You've got one is kind of a given, Republican National Convention Committee Chair Reince Priebus, former chair of the state committee. You have Paul Ryan, who has now been formally elected the chairman of this convention. You have Governor Scott Walker, who was until recently somewhat critical of Donald Trump. Some Republicans were holding out hope, however thin, that he might ride in and potentially be nominated in an open convention. That's not going to happen. He's speaking at the convention for Donald Trump. You've also got Congressman Sean Duffy, whose district, the 7th district in northern Wisconsin, Donald Trump won, and Sheriff David Clark of Milwaukee, who is very outspoken advocate for gun rights, kind of a darling of the National Rifle Association, and an outspoken critic of the Black Lives Matter movement. He's going to speak tonight. That's going to, you have to kind of frame the situation in which we're going to hear his remarks. He pulls no punches, and he's speaking on a national stage here at a time when we've had videos of police violence, police being shot, and so I think his remarks will be closely watched.
And also U.S. Senator Ron Johnson and then Rachel, I understand Campos Duffy, Sean Duffy's wife, will be speaking. Is there something to this? You know, this Wisconsin was the last barricades of the Stop Trump movement. So is there some thought among Republicans if Wisconsin Republicans can come in, make nice, get behind the Donald Trump campaign, that's going to help heal any rifts?
Yeah, I'm not sure what the thinking is exactly. I'm sure having the chairman of the Republican National Convention give these people a call and say, hey, we're looking for speakers, probably helps. A couple of them would naturally be there anyway. Ron Johnson's a pretty interesting case because, you know, he's a vulnerable Republican incumbent senator. A lot of vulnerable incumbents might want to stay away from a convention like this and not wholeheartedly endorse Donald Trump. Ron Johnson's campaign had said that he would not be at the convention. So this is definitely a change from that, and a change in a big way, because not only is he going to be there, he's going to speak there.
Can you talk a little bit, Sean, as we wrap up, about the police and the protest scene you've seen so far? Obviously, a lot of eyes on that from around the country.
Yeah, I mean, the police presence is probably, you know, like nothing I've seen before in terms of just the way that the city and the downtown, really specifically the downtown, is barricaded. The center where I'm at right now is surrounded by not only these concrete barriers, but these, these tall steel cages, basically, and there are police all over the place. And, police in armor watched a protest go through downtown last night, and the police riding alongside on bicycles in really tight formations were wearing this kind of breathable armor and helmets that looked like kind of a cross between you know, BMX gear and riot gear. So definitely an unusual setting outside of these events in Cleveland right now.
Sean, thanks a lot for bringing us up to date.
Thanks for having me.
That's Sean Johnson, WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief. He joins us to talk about the first day of the Republican National Convention and the role Wisconsin's playing there. He's going to be with us live every day this week to fill us in on the latest from the Republican National Convention.